This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Survived,
didn't we, Todd? Survived. We made it. We made it through.
Survived
a visit.
Which thing?
Bill Clinton coming to North Dakota. We made.
Oh,
it.
That one.
Yeah, our affordable energy.
Those
were
pretty riveting pictures you sent out there. Nice big crowd on hand there.
Not so much.
Were you at the right place, or I was kind of wondering there.
No, it was the right place.
Do you remember to wear your Feel the Burn shirt, by the way?
I did not, no. No, I didn't.
Darn it.
I didn't go to the event. I drove by a couple hours before and snapped that photo, and then I went back to the office. I had too much to do. And I did keep one ear on his speech. T-vote it, so I had it. And then listened to the whole thing later. It was actually, other than the pro-Hillary stuff, which was just boilerplate, his stuff about North Dakota was kind of neat. It's hard not to like Bill Clinton, honestly. It really is hard not to like Bill Clinton. I'm sorry to have said that to anybody, but just from a personal standpoint, he is just a personal, you know, nice person. And but he clearly has some moral failings. Who among us is perfect, right? Throw the first stone, I guess. But I'm no Bill Clinton fan, but I'm just saying, you know, he's just that kind of personality where you kind of say, but I posted a photo. There were no interviews, and I thought, well, the only way I'm going to get an interview, because if there's a big press mob at the event trying to get an interview, he said no to everybody in advance, he's not going to give the interview there, so how about I go to the airport? So I was the only one at the airport. He's at the Fargo Jet Center is where he flew out of. Now, my hope was he would come inside and take advantage of the very nice facilities there at the Fargo Jet Center. But he did not. The motorcade went right to the plane. He got on and he left. So I was left with just a picture of the plane and Bill waving. But I posted it and said, thanks to these pilots and this plane for taking Bill Clinton from North Dakota because our women and our affordable energy are once again safe. And that, like, by the way, Todd, would you call that humorous? Is that funny, Manny? Guys, is that... Is there a sliver of humor in that? A little tiny bit?
That's kind of funny.
Thank you. Yeah. Todd, do you think it's mildly amusing? Yes? No? What? I thought so, but boy, oh boy. People going a little on the, crazy side. And look, trying to defend... And by the way, you'll appreciate this, folks who... prefer that the social issues not get discussed. Somebody posted something to the effect of, he's a rapist or whatever. And I didn't say any of that. All I said was having a little fun with the whole Monica thing. And then somebody else said, I think it was Tony Bender, actually, you guys just go celebrate your pro-morals candidate, Donald Trump, there, right? And I said, well, he is pro-life. You got to give him that. He's got that one over Bill. And then it becomes a whole debate about that. It's just like, oh, my gosh. So anyway, that's so Friday. It's so yesterday. It's just I've moved on. But our women and our affordable energy are safe because I'll tell you what, Hillary Clinton, he's here stumping for Hillary Clinton. She is here to steal your affordable energy. There's something you ought to worry about. Those clips we played for Ted Danson, her surrogate, spokesperson friend on Friday, that's real stuff. And chilling to me when I hear her talking about coal and I hear her talking about anyway. So that was Friday. Let's move on to. Do I deal with this now or after the show? Text from my daughter. Text from my daughter, Todd, to answer the question: do I deal with it now or after the show?
I'll go ahead now. What the heck?
Your call.
Go ahead.
I have this thing now on my phone where I know if I get a text, but I don't see it. I just know I have a text from.
I mean, family first, right?
All right, let me open it up here.
Okay.
Dad.
Hang on, everybody. We'll get back to the show.
I got it opened up for you. Dad, I want to go to Donald Trump. But I can't figure out my birthday party situation.
What
in the world?
Your birthday parties.
I get it. Well, this is not a national emergency, but
she has a birthday every year. Trump isn't coming every year. I mean, there it is.
Well, she has a birthday. She's 13. She's a teenager. Okay. Isn't that fun? She'll be 13 on.
Yeah. How do you feel older now?
I know. Is this something? Unbelievable. Anyway, the family party. It's the actual birthday is on Sunday, okay? But the family party is planned for Thursday up in Grand Forks because there's state tennis up there. She decided to go up to Grand Forks. It's, my hometown, Maria's hometown, my adopted hometown. Montevideo is my hometown. Didn't want to offend any of my Minnesota friends, but everybody's there, families there, everything else. I cannot be there because I'm covering Donald Trump. So I was explaining this to the family this weekend. I won't be at the quote-unquote family party, but obviously I'll be at our party Sunday at home, right? Unless I, zoom there and get there at the tail end of it or whatever. But, she said during that whole ordeal, I think I want to go to Donald Trump, Dad. I said, are you serious? She loves Donald. She's been for Donald Trump before anybody was for Donald Trump. And, like, their whole class, different kids, different people they were for, and so she's very proud that she still has a winner in the race. But anyway, we'll deal with that emergency later. What do you think I should do? Should she skip the birthday party and come to Donald Trump? What was your line, Todd? You have a birthday every year?
Yeah, you got a birthday every year. I mean, Trump's not coming to North Dakota every year, right?
Yeah.
Of course, anyway. You only turn 13 once. Trump might show up again, so...
Yeah.
Boy.
I would imagine there's some people in our audience that are hoping we actually get to some news, probably, and get to some heavy topics here. So I'll put the phone upside down. I won't know if anybody texted anymore, okay? But it buzzes and rings and starts on fire when somebody in the family texts. So I apologize.
Okay, what kind of phone do you have? Because whatever kind of phone you have, we don't want to have because we don't want our phones to start on fire.
It's a new feature. Anyway, don't distract me anymore. You start now. My phone is
doing
it now. Yeah, you're doing
app.
What the phone was doing a minute ago. It's all your fault.
Sending me down a rabbit trail.
Yeah, the K-Fire app. There you go. See, it was all meant to promote our fine flagship. Anyway, friends, listen, here's the deal. We do have a busy program for you today. And speaking of Donald Trump, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, we will be coming to you from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. North Dakota Oil Can, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Really looking forward to that. We are still taking questions for Donald Trump. We are in the process of organizing our interview. We're going to get more Donald Trump interviews. How, when, where, how exactly, I'm not completely sure if it's going to happen at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. I think it will, but I don't know for sure. But Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council is hoping to be able to add a few questions to Donald Trump's address at the end. So we've told him we'll take your questions, get them to the Petroleum Council. We'll also have them for our broadcast as well. So if you have a question for Donald Trump, the hotline we've set up is our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline 24/7 line, and that's 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You press extension 1, leave your message, and you're sending some great questions, so keep them coming, okay? 855-200-1776. And thanks for North Dakota Oil Can for bringing you the show. We have got an all-star lineup tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday there. It's going to be great. Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor. Jim Arthod, one of the energy, the great minds in oil and gas production in North Dakota. Jim Arthod of MBI Energy. Blue Halsey, one of the VPs for Harold Hamm, Continental Resources, great guy. Wednesday, we'll chat with our friends from AE2S. They're actually going to be, they're sponsoring our Tuesday, our Wednesday show. And they'll be there as well. And Congressman Kevin Cramer's weekly talk radio town hall. Thursday, Lou Holtz will join us on the program. He is, of course, addressing the group as well, the legendary Notre Dame coach. Ron Ness will be on the program. And another one of the great minds of energy in North Dakota, the VP of Strategic Partnerships at the Energy and Environmental Research Center at UND, John Haryu, will join us. Harold Hamm was scheduled to be in South Korea and now is working on rearranging his schedule to be at the event, I understand. So we'll also, Harold, always gracious to join us every time he comes. Have had many interviews with one of the great energy minds of this world, to tell you the truth. Harold Hamm also joining us on the program. So it'll be fun. Today, we're going to celebrate a little early and preview Safety Month. I have Chuck Claremont coming by. We have some fun stuff to talk. Well, it's fun in the sense that I like talking about it because it's not the day-to-day headlines, but it's serious stuff. It's about saving lives. And we have some great topics we'll tackle today on Safety Talk. We also have the coach of the UND hockey team, Bradbury, who threw out the first pitch at Target Field yesterday. And UND alum, Bismarck native, the president of the Minnesota Twins, Dave St. Peter, will be here as well. And we'll talk about his decision to honor the national champion UND hockey team yesterday, which was a lot of fun. Coach Hackstall was there, too, so a little reunion of sorts and a lot of fun. So we'll do that a little later on. This whole hour is yours. We're going to talk about new presidential polls. We're going to also talk about the reaction of our local leaders, that being Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, Attorney General Stengem, gubernatorial candidate Burgum, on the Governor Dalrymple, on the issue of the federal takeover of school bathrooms and locker rooms. That and much more all coming up on What's On Your Mind, so don't go away, and it's your turn to talk next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer. But I hear 3 inches of rain out by Jamestown yesterday. How much rain did you get? Let us know, by the way, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 800-228-0550. In fact, we will give out a gift certificate for some free Cloverdale bacon for the person who calls with the highest rainfall amount. You win the prize. Whatever call has the highest rainfall amount from last night, let us know. We have 3 inches of Jamestown, I heard. So, for instance, if you're out of Jamestown, all right, and you have 3 inches of rain coming along, and you want to get in the field worse than anything, do some spraying, if you have an Apache sprayer, I like your chances. You see what I'm saying? Because of the light footprint, they're in the field with their neighbors with other brands or not. Just the best of the best. That's why the Apache customer loves the Apache sprayer. They work hard for their money, those customers, and when they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. That's why High Plains Apache works very hard to earn the business. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache, it's the businessman sprayer. Big time. Great support team to back it up, too. They're in Mandan across from Bonanza, exit 660 south of Fargo Frontier, online at highplainsapache.com. 800-228-0550. Run on out to the rain gauge. Call in and let us know if it was a doozy. Number that bowls us over. We'll get you some free bacon from Cloverdale today on the program. 800-228-0550 is the number to call. That's 800-228-0550. Tim is on the road on What's on Your Mind on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Tim?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. Mondays are just so fun and awesome and perfect in every way, aren't they?
It is. I got to tell you, I'm going to Trump. I'm so damn excited I can hardly stand it. I went to a lot of concerts. I'm more excited about this than I am about going to a concert right now. And I have to say, with your daughter wanting to go to see Trump, let her go, man. That's our future right there. And like Todd said earlier, you only get to see him once, maybe twice. And it's her 13th birthday. How much better can you celebrate your birthday than seeing Donald Trump?
There you go.
Yeah, she's from the Instagram generation. See, so she's thinking picture with Donald Trump. See, that's what she's probably. Dad gets an interview. I'll just sit by Dad for the interview, and after I'll be able to get a picture. So to your point, Tim, she's as excited about Trump as you are. She really is. She just is pumped up. And my wife, same way. My wife has been on the Trump train for a long time. I was Rubio and Carson and Walker. Before that, I've loved Rick Santorum. I always have. I mean, those were guys. But here's the deal. Let me ask you, when the last time you remember being this excited about anybody that was on a ballot?
I haven't been. That's the thing that I like about it. I haven't been excited about anybody. And I'm like, wow, this is great. I'm hoping that they do like some of the concerts do every now and then, upgrade people's seats. And I'm hoping that I get picked to be upgraded to one of the better seats.
Hey, good luck with that one there, Tim.
I know. You know how I am, Todd. I'll work the system.
I know how you are.
Work the system. But I appreciate you calling, Tim, because I think a lot of people are in your camp, and I think that speaks volumes. By the way, there's some new polls out today. And do you remember, in fact, we had Rafael Cruz, the father of Ted Cruz, on this program, and I didn't really press him because he's a dad who's stumping for his son, and I respect and admire that, right? But he was in here pounding the table for Todd and I about how Donald Trump cannot win. The polls show he cannot win. He will not win. Look at the polls, right? And Ted Cruz, I could find a million clubs of Ted Cruz saying, Donald Trump, a vote for Donald Trump is a vote for Hillary Clinton because he cannot beat her, right? And I said at the time, I like Ted Cruz. I honestly do. I like what he stands for. But to use that argument to say Donald Trump will get beat by Hillary Clinton is you can't say that. And you can't point to that. And now the polls are pointing exactly the opposite. You've probably seen them. They're basically a statistical dead heat nationally now. And even Wall Street Journal, NBC News, I mean, all kinds of polls. It's real clear. Politics averages tight. There's a big change going on. Here's the one I think everybody's missing. This race is statistically a tie right now in Ohio and Florida. Now, I don't want to jump up and down and say this means Donald Trump's going to be president, because the polls today mean nothing. They only tell you what the race is like at the end of May 2016. And the earlier ones only told them at the but what's significant is, okay, where are the trends going, where are they moving, everything else. Donald Trump has high negatives. So does Hillary Clinton. So that's a bit of a wash. But Donald Trump, with his high negatives, are coming up now to beating Hillary Clinton or tying her in key states like Ohio and Florida. Donald Trump wins Ohio and Florida. Donald Trump's president of the United States. Bottom line. He really is. And I think that's something you just need to keep in mind. A couple of off-air calls here that came in. We love those as well. When you call, you have some options. One, to leave a message. And two, to chat with us live on the air at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. And still have some free Cloverdale bacon for the listener that has the most rain last night. I heard 3 inches in Jamestown. Maybe I got that wrong. I don't know. Roll that 218 call there, Todd, if you would.
Question for Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump, when you get into office, are you going to go through and clean house and get rid of the attorney general and all those other people that are just messing up our country? Are you going to replace them with good people of your own and just get rid of these Obama appointees? Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a
all
nice
right.
day. Bye-bye.
All right. So that one is actually probably not meant for today's show, but rather meant for Mr. Trump. But it's a good question. We'll add it to the mix. The attorney general goes, obviously. She will be no more. I can't imagine what would be the only FBI appointee that may remain. If I were him, I'd probably keep Jim Comey at FBI. Comey was around from the Bush administration at FBI. It was number two or number three. I've always heard good things about him, but if you get rid of him, you're going to look like you're bringing somebody in to indict Hillary, right? If that hasn't been decided by then. But otherwise, I think it'd be wipe them out. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Here's Edwin in Battle Lake, Minnesota. Go ahead, Edwin. You're next.
Hi. See, just a point to be made. Hillary says, everybody's touting how Bill Clinton and the tech stocks and how, the whole economy boomed when he was president, but yet she's sitting there saying that she's going to put him in and create jobs. What did he create? He created nothing. Absolutely nothing. And boy, I tell you what, the people just open up your eyes and see what these people are doing. It's crazy.
Do you have conversations? Do you have conversations like that around Battle Lake where you straighten a few folks out, Edwin?
Yeah, well, I even emailed the Trump campaign. I think it would be a heck of a good advertisement for them to say, really? What did Bill Clinton what did he create? He never created anything. He created a lot of chaos in the White House, but he never created jobs, per se.
Yeah. Somebody told me Joe Biden went to some event the other day and said he's never had a real job in his life. Actually was boasting about it. I haven't actually seen the clip, but if somebody mentioned that, interesting. Edwin, a good point. Appreciate the call. Thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Quiz for you when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
After I finished my prayers for all the usual things last night, as I was getting ready to pull the toothpicks out of my eyelids there and call it a night, I said, oh, thank you for this pillow. This is a nice pillow. I love this pillow. It's unbelievable. You know, Father's Day is coming up, right? So there's a lot of graduations going on right now. Great time when you're kind of looking for that's a different kind of gift. I need something that just... tell you what, for a college graduate going off to school, you know, not home anymore, don't it? Pillow's a great gift. But, I mean, grandma, grandpa, shower gift. I mean, kids' birthdays. Insomnia is certainly something that touches all ages, negatively affects your health. Give the gift of sleep. My Pillow and the 4-for-1 deal is back. The classic 4-pack combo is only $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. That's a savings of $160. Just use the promo code SCOTT for the good deals. When you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. All right. Here's a question for you. Here's the quiz. This is a bathroom etiquette quiz, I guess you could call it. I don't know. Sam Easter from the Forum News Service did something similar to what we undertook last week when we brought you the comments of Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum, two candidates for governor, plus Governor Dalrymple, on what about this mandate from the federal government that you let students choose their own locker room, shower facility, bathroom. And if you don't, we'll take money from you. Letter from the Department of Justice to our schools. And I am just still fit to be tied the more people are mad about this. So we start asking, what would you do about it? What do you do about it? And we now have answers from all of them. Todd has the answers of Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem. We have here the one for Jack Dalrymple that we're going to play. And I have some quotes from the Herald story, Grand Forks Herald, a Forum News Service story as well. And I want our listeners to tell me who best reflects what they think about this issue. So listen close, and then we'll give you a chance to answer.
That's a really hard...
Don't start yet. I need to set him up here. First is...
you can't say listen close and then stop for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are you, Paul Harvey?
Yeah, I was. The first answer here is from... well, go ahead, Todd. That's fine. So Todd's cut one is Doug Burgum. Right? Okay, go ahead and roll that. Go ahead.
So well, it right wasn't, but now it is. Okay, here we go.
My personal belief is if this issue arises locally, then local people can figure out how to make accommodations. And whether that's a third bathroom, a family bathroom, how they want to have, they can figure out how to do it in each and every situation. And I believe that North Dakotans will do it in a way that is respectful and tolerant, because that's generally what we are as a group of people.
If I decide I'm a girl tomorrow, and so I want to go in the locker room with the girls, is that wrong? Should I be able to do that? I mean, people shouldn't be able to choose their bathroom, their locker, their shower in our school, should they?
I don't believe so.
That's Doug Burgum, candidate for governor. Now Wayne Stengem, also candidate for governor and our current attorney general. Roll that, Todd.
That's really hard because so much of this is just beyond what I am aware of. And so and so that's why I think it really is better to just leave it with the local people. And most of these, and there are these situations exist where people are just in that situation. They just want to have a private place where they can go to the bathroom. And they don't want to be a cause. They don't want to be a national celebrity. And the downside of this whole approach can be that everybody will know who it is they're talking about, and these people who are just trying to find some privacy are going to be targeted. And that's a bad thing, too. And, of course, you cannot fail to understand that everybody else has a privacy interest of their own that is entitled to some consideration, and that's not something that this federal overreach seems to respect.
All right, that's Wayne Stengem, attorney general, candidate for governor. Now asked about, you know, is this worthy of a lawsuit? Do you take on the federal government, Governor Jack Dalrymple?
That may happen, and I think that ultimately it does come down to expense, and people will have to decide whether they feel it's unreasonable or not.
Senator John Hoeven, in an email to this reporter, sees the matter as one of federal versus local control. And Don Canton, his spokesperson, communications director, explained the senator believes all people should be treated with respect, but feels the decision on the issue rests elsewhere. He disagrees with President Obama's directive because he thinks it's up to school districts, parents, teachers, and administrators to determine privacy policy with regard to school bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers. My question for you here is, who's getting this right? Who is speaking for you? Senator Heidi Heitkamp, in a statement, noted a correlation between transgender students' suicides and denied access to bathrooms in schools, saying, quote, these decisions impact a small but particularly vulnerable population of children, and the consequences of not being permitted to be themselves can be severely damaging and long-lasting. They and all students deserve to be treated with dignity. From Senator Heitkamp. Senator Hoeven, I told you, right? All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer. What did he say? President Barack Obama has framed this issue as one of fairness for children who are sexual minorities. Not everyone sees it that way, says the story. Quote from Congressman Cramer. Many students' rights are violated because by no choice of their own, they can be forced to use the bathroom with someone of the opposite gender. We should be helping young people with counseling and encouragement, not enhancing their confusion, but helping with who they are and not on a given day who they feel like they want to be. He blasted the Obama administration for executive overreach, saying, at the heart of the matter, this is a choice, as he called it, to use a bathroom that didn't correspond to sex at birth, adding, if we accommodate transgender lifestyles at younger ages, you're not just accommodating it, you're encouraging it. Who speaks for you in that? You got the attorney general, the governor, your elected leaders, you have at least one candidate running for office. By the way, some other candidates were quoted in the story, Elliot Glassheim and Chase Iron Eyes, that are running against Congressman Cramer and Senator Hoeven in the November election. But I don't have time to get to all of them. But I want to know, of your elected leaders or the gubernatorial candidates, who has it right? Who's speaking for you? 800-228-0550. Let's see who's next. Travis and Mine out of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, Scott, you got me?
I got you, Travis.
All right. Well, hey, first and foremost, I think that Obama's directive, number one, is perverted, and number two, is morally wrong. The responses that we have gotten from nearly all of our government state leaders has been weak at best, with maybe the exception of one, maybe Cramer. And lastly, I was really disappointed last week with a couple of the callers that called in. One talked about his daughter's going to a private school and how he thought that they would have to band together, go to the bathroom together, have a couple of them watch in the hallways. And what disappoints me about that is that I think he as their father, and we as men need to stand up against this, not let our kids fall to the wolf. The other one, I was disappointed in an individual that called in and talked about how mad he was at the media and that he just can't stand to listen to it anymore and does everything he can to get his mind off it, takes people fishing, which is great. It's a wonderful thing. But the cowardice of the fact that he's not willing to stand up to this stuff is the reason we're being taken over. Our values, our morals are...
I'm sorry, the cowardice, away. The cowardice by whom, Travis? I missed that. Sorry.
Well, the individual that had called in and said that he's doing everything he can to keep his mind off it.
The dad, yeah, he was frustrated. I thought he said his daughter was at private school, so he wouldn't have to worry about it, because if you're in private school, these rules don't apply to you that the federal government's trying to do. But he was saying to other parents, if I was there, here's what I'd do. But maybe I had that wrong. I agree. You just got to stand up for them. I want our elected leaders to stand up for it. I really do. And by the way, I think you can do that without, Kevin Cramer, in my mind, was clearly the strong answer here. And in what he's talking about. But guess what he's also saying? Let's help young people with counseling, with encouragement. Let's not enhance their confusion. Let's love them, right? And, Heidi Heitkamp, I disagreed with probably the most strongly, because I didn't like the innuendo I got from Heidi Heitkamp was, hey, Travis, mm-hmm. if you're not for this, then you're okay with transgender student suicides. Don't play that card on me. Don't play that card on me, because nobody's for that. But I do agree with her that that's a concern, right? I have no idea if she says in this that there's actually a link. She cited noted in a statement a correlation between transgender student suicides and denied access to bathrooms and somehow I got to think that that's such a small percentage of folks that have been impacted that would be, I don't know, suspect at best. But my point is
difficult diversion.
Yeah, deal with the problem. Don't use that as a reason not to do this. Appreciate your call. Mike is on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, man, if they pull our federal government money, can we kick the EPA and all them out of our state? We don't owe them nothing now. They're not supporting us.
You know, the feds have their hooks in the states so much. I mean, the founding fathers are rolling over in their graves. You know, I mean, I saw somewhere that this is school lunch money. So they punish the poorest kids who need help with school lunch money by taking it away. So, you know, some help that is. But I doubt the link could go to the EPA, Mike, as noble as your suggestion is.
why can't we just give them porta potties? That way they have their own restaurant.
No, but see, wait a minute. Porta potty. I know it makes you feel good and it's a good chuckle. But then you're gonna have a point that you're ostracizing them, that you're making them a, you know. But there's ways to fix this. And my only thing is, do you think the schools here won't find a way to do this in a kind way? I really don't. You know, to the extent it's a problem, I think it's a small problem in North Dakota. I shouldn't say a problem. It's a reality, but a small one. They'll deal with it. They don't need the federal government to ram it down anybody's throat. That's what I want out of our congressional delegation. I want them to. What's that?
They're not going to do nothing. They're going to let the government overrun us. You know that.
Not if you say something about it, Mike, and a few of your neighbors and a few of their neighbors. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff you don't just let sitting down. And I tell you, I can tell, because this issue you brought up before I did. Our listeners brought this up, the letter, and in fact, it was in the news, a week ago Friday. So Steve wants to talk about the American dream. Jack and Morehead Harvey's on the road. Dave and Bismarck, you're on deck on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Walking into a Petrostrip USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh-baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a Petrostrip USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two of those fresh-baked cookies, four items, $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including Giant Seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey King-sized candy bars, $1.09. big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water. Yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it, we will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding, we must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We're going to put them on the clock so we can get them all in. You know what that means, folks? When we put you on the clock, it means we want your best 30 seconds. And I know it's hard. I'm almost incapable of doing that when somebody says, just give me your best 30 seconds on, you know, whatever subject. So, but that's what we're asking you to do. So we can get to everybody here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Steve, Southwest North Dakota. You have me intrigued here because you told Manny you want to tell us about the American dream. So in 30 seconds or less, give me the American dream.
Okay. The American dream is the opportunity to have your nature, your habit, your talent, and your luck determine your success within a just and moral society. That's it.
You think some people maybe have added to that list unnecessarily over the years?
Well, it's more complicated than it sounds. You know, nowadays they are implying that we don't have a just and moral society. And it isn't perfect, but it's far more just and moral than many would have you believe. There's no utopia.
And you know what? You know what else? a lot. Which could be considered a cross to bear. Is yours to fix, right? I mean, whatever horrible, awful, terrible situation, fix it. I mean, it's up to you to go and okay, I'm gonna change that. You can change it here more than you can anywhere else. I agree with you. That's a good point, Steve. Jack and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, Blue Cross Blue Shield Meridian spent $40,000 on a transgender bathroom, right, for one person of 900 people in a company. And when you question it, you got in trouble. But here's the funny thing. When you look at the bathroom, you know what it is? A sink and a sit-down toilet. So the question I have is, this is a Democratic question, why is one person control the outcome of 900? And the other thing is, what are you going to put on the door? Flip-flop? That way you know you can be either way. And
careful now. Careful there. Yeah, unisex bathroom, I think, would cover it, but... I mean, don't they have a family bathroom? And why does it cost $40,000 for a bathroom? That's my question. My gosh, who did it? The DOT? Because the money they spent on rest stops is like, you're like, what in the world? You're going to build a $1 million home for what you did for a couple of bathrooms? I don't understand it.
Company working for the people of North Dakota.
We'll check that out. I don't know if they'll give us an info or not, but we will. We'll inquire with the. There's a lot of Democrats in charge at Blue Cross Blue Shield, so sometimes they aren't exactly real forthcoming with our questions, but. We'll ask a few, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Appreciate the call. David and, let's see, Harvey's next. Harvey, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 30 seconds.
Hey, I was just wondering, we got the House is run by the Republicans, the Senate is run by the Republicans. How can one man, Obama, do whatever he wants to, and a Republican run whatever, doesn't do nothing about it? And if you get if we get a Trump in there, can he change all this back over the way it used to be? It's like a dictator, that man.
Those are very good questions, Harvey. My understanding of one of the reasons that's gone off the rails so bad in Congress on the gridlock there is because of, put you on hold, because of the Rules Committee, of how the rules are manipulated in the United States House. There is a fellow that runs that committee. He's the chairman. Pete Sessions is his name. He's a congressman from Texas. I know him, and he's a pretty good buddy, I think, of Congressman Kramer, too. We'll invite him on the program soon. Would you make a note of that, Rev, that when we get done with this week's craziness, that we schedule Chairman Hesh Sessions and talk about Harvey's question? I want to actually play Harvey's question for him because he asked a very good question there. I have the same question as a lot of people do. 30 seconds from David and Bismarck. Go, David.
Yes, I think Congressman Kramer has it exactly right. These folks need counseling. They don't need we don't need to set up all these separate bathrooms or allowing transgenders to go in opposite bathrooms of where they're from what their natural gender is. Secondly, I think all the governors of every state in this country have to rise up and fight this kind of nonsense. So,
great idea. Great idea. Very good point, David. I mean, band together. Imagine if, obviously there'll be a handful of Democratic governors favorable to Clinton, or excuse me, to Obama that wouldn't do it, but a lot of them speaking in mass would send a powerful signal. Great point. Dennis, Montana, what's on your mind? Go.
Oh, I say you should just call their bluff. Just don't cave into this and don't follow these stupid rules. Just see if they have the guts to pull the funding away from these kids.
There you go. Call them on it and defy it. I mean, seriously, is this worth defying? Who's going to draw a line in the sand and say no? You're not going to tell me that someone could pick which bathroom they're going to go to, because guess what? Now you've made our kids vulnerable, and I'm not letting you do that. It's a good point. I think it's worth fighting for. Jake and Glendon, you're next. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, good morning. My biggest thing with Trump that I haven't heard yet is where he stands with the American farmer, what his point of view is, what he's going to do for us, specifically in the Red River Valley here, where we're beet farmers, and we've been fighting the influx of sugar cane from Mexico.
Yeah, I know that the Trump folks were very much advocating on behalf of sugar and pointing out that Ted Cruz opposed the sugar program during the debate during the convention here, but it hasn't gotten a lot of attention. So, Jake, good question, very well said, and one of the questions we certainly will pose to him and suggest also for the Petroleum Council Thursday at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Brad Berry, coach of the UND hockey team, and Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. They're innovative products. Their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.